Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Musiibwe mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mukulikeyo mwenna buli omu gy'ayiseeko.
Welcome back where everyone has passed.
Era Mukama tumwebaza olw'egyo emirimu gy'atusobosezza ffenna.
And we thank God for the works he has enabled all of us.
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Biva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Son and the Holy Spirit.
Ngambe tweyongereyo mu musana ogw'okumanya ekigambo kya Katonda.
Tell them we move on in the light of knowing the word of God.
Obugagga obw'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
The riches of the eternal life.
Era obuleeta amaanyi amaanyi.
And that which bringeth much power from Father through the Holy Spirit and the thousands of groups of angels, and they serve us. We
will
inherit salvation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for getting determined to accept Jesus. For he from his fullness we were all given. Speaks in John 1:16 that from his fullness all of us we are given, and he shows us in the John 15 he is the true vine and we too are the branches, and the Holy Spirit got to be faithful, and he explained us in the Colossians chapter 1 from verses 12 on to 17 that things in the heavens and the earth are within Christ Jesus. Now that is why it's called Lord. Not for our eating and driving cars, neither the houses those we've built the storied buildings, neither the boarding of the planes, neither the buying them, that we base on that to call him Lord. But because from his fullness all of us we were given, and the Father was pleased all those things to be within him. Now that is why we call him Lord, our Lord Jesus, and introduces us to the Lord, the Father, and unto the Holy Spirit. We thank much the Father for those good preparations. They have been good indeed. For if he didn't put there to be the Father, when we would have problems, we would have cried to who?
Kubanga abakaba bo mama chitangi.
For those who cry, they cry their fathers.
Abala,
others,
mange,
their mothers.
Kojiangi, amasenga.
Rarely auntie and uncle.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
People
of the world cry like that.
You
think if we didn't have our Father in heaven,
you think
today we would have cried and prayed to whom? If we don't have Christ to birth us the second time, as we died and you've taken off the body of heaven, how would we have been if we didn't have a comforter who helps in our weakness, the Holy Spirit? How would things be?
Well,
he reached and said, let angels be put there to serve them. Not that they're wise and they're honored much, but they help them. Now we are helped as the great ones serve us,
or
the elder serving the younger. But you think, how is it? Don't you think creations are greater than us when we get to glory of today? Don't you think angels are greater than us? For still they serve us. But he said, the one who is the head over you, let him serve the young. And he said the one who is head in you, he will be your servant. You think angels but are equal to what? They are head among us, but they are servants to us. You
two have
not yet reached to say you are honorable as them. But when you see angels serve you, and you begin to feel your great and head the way you
were
in the image of God. We shall study that thing one day when we shall study lifestyle of angels and the saints. There is a topic we meant to study. The head among you will be your servant. And that's why the head or the senior will serve the younger. Though Christ was head among us and is indeed head, and he too served us, do you think you who is being served, are you the head?
And
he asked us even last time, the one sitting on the table, is he the head or the one who serves them? We shall humble. And as we see the right Christ, we shall bring that back. And then you don't sit in your seats and say, I am the head they are serving. Friend, those who will be serving you will be the heads. Those human you cause to polish your shoes, and you make them polish, saying they have anointing for polishing shoes. But let's leave that. We want to move on to the schemes of Satan.
Satan
schemes against God and his church, or unto his saints and the people of God. Praise Jesus so much. We are still separating the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. Praise Jesus so much. Under that last heading, which tells us the spirit of Satan, it's in the form of the beast, and it fights to shift humanity from the image of God to become into an unusual beast. Yet the spirit of God, he tries to see, restores us to the true image of God. We have been studying on the beasts lined up on the human image. We reached on the fourth beast, the spirit of Satan in the fourth beast. The spirit of Satan in the fourth beast, and it's lined upright at the human feet to divert the journey of salvation.
So
now, under this heading, we see these days that the spirit of Satan in the fourth beast, after fighting the right Christ and his church, to creating its image, the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and many beliefs which appeared as if they are on the Christ Jesus. After the Roman Catholic Church, right Christ and his church in those days, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, they moved right from 312 and they existed, and that it was the religion prevailing or a belief which was on Christ, to reaching 1517 when God raised the apostle Martin Luther That he brings the Protestantism. The salvation which existed then. Most people ask, how did Martin Luther come? And Martin Luther was a German. And he's in England. You know, when you study those Catholic things, they will post you in any location to minister there. Now,
Roman Catholic Church,
he was serving the Roman Catholic Church within England.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now that salvation we saw of it, how it arose in the 1517, and which was known as the Protestantism. But we moved on into 1800, just as we've started always, and that salvation had already fallen. This day, we want to see the Holy Spirit raising salvation in America in the 1800s. And the spirit of Satan of the beast, and it began to beat it down in the 1906.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This is the heading we look at. The Holy Spirit arising salvation in America in the 1800s. And the spirit of Satan, it began to throw down that salvation in the 1906.
Yes,
praise
nyo.
Jesus so much.
We
are going to look to very many reasons, for this is right where we are. This is where we are.
This
salvation we've moved through in all this century.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have to be very careful at this point.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The heading we look at, the Holy Spirit, when rises salvation
America.
In America in the 1800s. And the spirit of Satan of the beast and began to throw it down in the 1906.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We're going to look at many things, and you're going to be a bit surprised of many things on concerning the rightful salvation and the false one. For most of us never understood that. That the Holy Spirit did raise that salvation through America in the 1800s. Yet the spirit of Satan of the beast,
it
began to throw down that salvation in the 1906.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And as I speak now, we hold fake salvation and original salvation. We have the real salvation existing. Yet the majority of them is the fake salvation. Right there is where there is a big question. Most people ask, when did the Adventists come about? The Jehovah's.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We shall see the Jehovah's in the
1872
and the Adventists in the 1883. And even their reasons, we shall give them to you. But we wanted to begin with this salvation, for it's what came before all those.
It's
what arose again before Jehovah's came, and the Adventists had not yet come.
Salvation
had arose again through America.
So,
now it's the heading we look much today. that the Holy Spirit arises salvation in America in the 1800s, and the spirit of Satan, of the beast, began to throw down that salvation in the 1906. You know, these things are going to amaze and surprise you on the way they came to happen. And I tell you, if you're not down there, as I speak now, we are in the 2018. Rightful salvation is very minimal in the world. And the false salvation is too much in the world. You're going to get all which are going to explain you from the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Maybe when you make the NB, you note down the NB, you can note down there. Arising of salvation,
okuyita mu John Wesley.
Passing through John Wesley.
Ne Charles Wesley.
And Charles Wesley.
Mwaka gwa urukumuru sanvu.
In the 1700.
Ne rukumuru nana.
And the 1800.
Okuguruka kwa burokozi.
Arising of salvation.
Okuita mu John Wesley.
Through John Wesley.
Oba Wesley. Mungu ita mutia Wesley.
Wesley. Weasley.
Weasley. Weasley. Weasel.
Weasley.
Weasley. Weasley.
What's the spelling?
Yeah?
What's the spelling?
Weasley.
Spelling, Eddie. How is that spelling?
W-E-S.
W-E-S. Weasley.
L-E-Y.
Weasley.
Aha.
John Weasley. The arising of salvation, passing through John Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
and the Charles Wesley,
and it ugenda jijao, ugenda boi sabuetuti.
The arising of salvation,
okuita mu John Wesley,
through John Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
umwaka gwa rukumuru sanvu,
in the 1700,
na rukumuru nana,
and the 1800,
era,
and
okuita mu Reverend Charles.
Through Reverend Charles.
Mumuita Pam over Paham.
Pam. Pam.
Pam, we?
Yes, period.
Okay. Pam, Reverend Pam.
Reverend Charles Pam.
Mwaka gwa lukumuru nana chenda mwenda.
The 1899.
Enu sentence injagadde ujikore inga nobwe genderezo.
I wanted to do this sentence with carefulness.
Wanga yigenda okula gebi intu webi ajja bitambula.
Going to show you how things moved on.
Tugambye okugoroka kwa burokozi.
We said the rising of salvation.
Bracket tumanye nti mu America.
In bracket we know through America.
Okuyita mu John Wesley.
Through John Wesley.
Ne Charles Wesley.
Charles Wesley.
Mwaka gwa lukumuru sanvu.
In the 1700.
Lukumuru nana.
1800.
Atero kuita mu Reverend Charles.
And through Reverend Charles.
Charles Palm.
Charles Palm.
Mwaka gwa lukumuru enda. Gwa lukumuru nana chenda mwenda.
In the 1899. Together with the falling of salvation,
okuita William Fox.
Through William Fox.
Ono tumuita Semaya tumuitani. S-E-Y.
S-E-Y.
Y-M-O-U-R.
S-E-Y-M. Fox Maya.
Maya, Semaya.
Semaya.
Yeah. No kugwa kwa burokozi.
With the fall of salvation,
okuita William Fox Meyer.
William Fox Meyer,
a one-eyed pastor.
The one-eyed pastor.
Bracket yogenda teka mu Illuminati.
In bracket you'll put the Illuminati.
Mwaka gwa lukumuru enda mukaga.
In the 1906.
Yali no pastor anga wali solimu.
He was a one-eyed pastor. And he covered one eye like this. It's the sign of the Illuminatis.
He would have
been a pastor of one high, wouldn't have been a problem. But he covered it like that. And yet he was a fox. You got to see the things he did, they were very wild. And this is the foundation of the false salvation most people move by today.
So that's
why we told you note down those things.
The arrest
of salvation in America
through
John Wesley,
Charles Wesley.
In the 1700s and the
1800s,
together with Reverend Charles Spam in the
1899,
and the fall of salvation
through
William Fox Meyer,
a one eyed pastor,
Pastor Oweri Serimu. In the bracket, put the Illuminati
or
the beast of the two horns in the 1906. That pastor is a very evil pastor, just as
we're
going to tell him of you.
He's
the one who spearheaded much the campaign of homosexuality.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That foundation we put there to now, we are going to look to it in the Holy Scriptures. But in the 1800s, after salvation falling in England, that which was known as Protestantism, God began to prepare that man,
John Wesley, Reverend Charles Spam,
who came out one we know as Reverend Charles Spam, those who began salvation, real salvation in America. This salvation,
the church, Christian holiness.
It was called the Christian holiness.
Christian holiness movement.
Christian holiness movement. And they're preaching holiness. Kingdom of God and righteousness.
But
where things were faced out today,
you
can be very surprised.
I
want to give you of that foundation.
John Wesley.
But John Wesley.
Charles Wesley. Bo Bari ba Methodist.
These were
Protestant.
Methodists.
They were Protestant in England.
They were Protestants in England.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That known as John Wesley
ne Charles Wesley.
And Charles Wesley.
Bari ba Protestant.
These were Protestants.
Methodists.
Known as the Methodists.
They
had a way they disagreed, and they saw the gospel had not yet come out well.
Charles Wesley
is the one who wrote much the songs of the Protestants in those books, those we usually sing. He loved me.
Kashitaru.
How awesome.
Yesu
kunjagala. Jesus to love me.
God,
the way he chose them is amazing. It's something has already fallen. He told them to begin the Christian holiness movement. They
are
preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Era gutuita Reverend Charles Spam.
And the one we call Reverend Charles Spam. That is the gospel he preached. But when
we reached
the era of William Fox Smyer, this one,
he messed
up the gospel as it is, the financial gospel today.
The
gospel of gains and financings.
Twisting,
subtracting, and adding in the scriptures.
He
began the tongues.
He
called all the sorcerers and the wizards.
And
they gathered to make and create the new Pentecostal. Write the drama of speaking tongues,
which
are not clear, began right from there. But we want to first lay this foundation.
It's
true salvation, which is begun as you've heard, which was begun in America in the 1800s. Its foundation was gotten from John Wesley and Charles Wesley. Those were there in the 1700s. They are the ones who had put those branches. And they opened them the school known as the Wesleyan.
The Christian Holiness Movement,
which came birth to the Christian Holiness Movement.
No,
today, when you hear the gospel coming from America, you may wonder where holiness went. But they were on the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness. And they were proving you can't see God without holiness. But as we shall see, the spirit of Satan,
it passed
through William Fox Smyer,
Pastor Owerise Elimu,
the one-eyed pastor,
Illuminati,
the Illuminati,
the
beast of the two horns, and he turned the coin upside down. He turned the salvation and shifted from the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness to the kingdom of heaven. And we begin the gospel of I see power, the financial gospel, the unclear tongues. Now that's how we began to pervert. But we want to begin to see of that foundation of salvation, which began in the
1800s
through the foundation led by John Wesley,
ne Charles Wesley.
And the Charles Wesley, what they began in the 1700s, but it based in America in the 1800s through Reverend Charles Spam.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That ministry was called, it was called the Christian Holiness Movement.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we're going to get a reason which shows that salvation which arose through America, friend, was not ready and able to move for a long time, because the foundation which was laid
of Christian Holiness Movement,
of the Christian Holiness Movement, it was not able to be able that it stands to today. But we told you it was changed in the 1906 to go into the financial gospel, and the power is there, the unclear tongues,
and
going to nations,
and
the things got messed up. But we want to see indeed, is this true? Salvation which arose through America in the 1800s, according to the foundation of John Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
and the Charles Wesley,
Reverend Charles Spam,
which birthed the minister Reverend Charles Spam, was it right? And was it the one meant to move on?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The truth which is this, that when our God commanded us, in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, let's read verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 33.
Naye musoke munonyo bwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe era ebyo byonna mulibyongerwako.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Omusingi guno,
this foundation
ogwa Christian holiness movement,
of the Christian holiness movement,
obulokozi obwatandika mu America,
salvation which began in America,
okusingira dda mwaka gwa 1800,
mostly in the 1800s,
newankubadde nga bwalina omusingi mwaka gwa 1700,
though it was began a foundation in the 1700s.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omusingi gwabwe,
their foundation,
oba Katonda kiyabikkulira abantu bano,
God revealed these people,
kusooka kunoonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda,
to first seek the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
n'ebisigadde bibongerweko,
and the rest will be added to us. Praise Jesus so much. The problem which is this, brethren, this foundation is no more there.
America.
In America. As I've told you all, that we shall reach 1906, and we see the one they call the pastor.
Pastor William.
Pastor William.
William Fox Smyer.
William Fox Smyer.
Pastor Wedi Serim.
The one-eyed pastor.
Illuminati.
The Illuminati. The way he changed those things when he worked with the spirit of Satan. The truth is, in all things we do under the sun, those we need from God, his command is, you first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and then the rest will be added to you. Let's briefly repeat this verse we hear to prove that foundation was right, and then understand when it was changed. What caused this gospel we get these days? It's in the financing. Speak tongues is a major thing. Traveling to nations and things like those. How did that come about? Yet the true gospel planted in America in the 1800s.
Christian holiness movement,
known as the Christian holiness movement, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Let's read and we hear. Matthew 6 verse 33. Praise Jesus so much. Let's first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest will be added
to
us. It means this foundation of the salvation which began in America, beginning its foundation in the
1700s,
through the one we know as John Wesley,
and Charles Wesley,
which birthed the foundation of Reverend Charles Palm, that he had been planted to first seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and then the rest is added us. But as I told you, when you reached 1906,
it's
a coin that already turned it, and it was upside down, and the gospel began,
this
was the financial gospel of things of the world. If you briefly get back to Matthew 6 verse 31, our father told us the reason why we first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, and the rest to be added
to
us. He told us this.
Matthew 6:31.
Matthew 6:31.
Kubanga chitamu alimu guru amanyi ngamweta agebyo byonna.
Yes, he was with
praise him. Jesus so much.
Yanyonyola nagamba.
He explained and he said,
Katondo nasobola okwambaza amalanga ku nsiko.
This God can clothe the lilies on the field.
Ebinyonyi byonna byambaza.
All the birds he clothes them.
Nagamba naite musingawo nnyo
kwe. And he said, won't you be more than those?
Nagamba nti naite mweralikira kyemugenda kulya n'okwambaza.
Worry not of what you are to clothe and eat.
And
the things like those.
Kubanga amawanga gonna.
For all the nations. Those are the things they yearn for all the time. Now ask yourself truly. Today when you come in salvation. What do you seek for?
Oli munnagwanga.
Are you a Gentile? And a pagan?
Kubanga nebo yambuka kurusozi ononya school fees.
Climb on the mountain, you go for school fees there.
Awe fura fura mbo ononya mukama.
And you claim you're seeking God.
Ononya nyumba.
You seek for a house.
Ononya motoka.
You seek for a car.
Ononya karina.
You seek for a stored house.
Ononya ebintu ntu bingi.
You seek for many physical things.
Neyagamba amawanga ganonya
ebyo. But instead the pagans seek for those.
In okutambula kwabwe mu nsozi ne
mbiwonvu. They are moving in the mountains and the valleys.
Abama wanga.
The pagans.
Abatamanyi katonda.
Those who don't know God. Those who don't know the kingdom of heaven, they are already thinking those things with all their strength.
And
you say that me too, I know. You too, you need them. Look at the gospel, how it's in the Bible.
Now,
in the book of the living God. It's hard and they lay the foundation which is financial. And they say today the heading we preach of is the financial topic. But
they
preached a gospel and this we need, they were just brought in as a by the way. But they focus preaching the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And the reason
they
preached them after, when you do this, God will add you this.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I
will
request you repeat us that verse.
Matayo sura y'omukaaga n'olugero lwa 3
mu 1. Matthew 6 verse 31.
Kale temwera likiriranganga mwogera nti tuli lyaki oba tulinywaki oba tuliyambala ki 3:2 kubanga ebyo byonna amawanga byeganoonya kubanga kitamu ali mu ggulu amanyinga mwetaaga ebyo byonna.
Kitafa ali mu ggulu.
The Father in heaven.
Siwadirwa amanyinga.
He surely knows.
Nga omunagwanga bwayagala ennyonyi.
As a pagan needs an aeroplane.
Nga bwayagala kalina.
As they need a stored house.
Nga bwayagala ebirungi.
As they need the good things.
Kitaffe akimanyi.
Our Father knows it.
Era mukumalo kitegeera.
And after you understand that,
yatukutira.
He emphasized us.
Tusoke tunoonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
We first seek the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Bino ebisigadde bitubadde tuyayaanira.
And the rest we've been yearning for.
Ng'amawanga bwe gakola.
As the pagans
do. Yabituongereko.
He will add them to us.
Chovulabanga.
That's why you
Katonda
see.
Katonda bwe yali agoloko soburokozi mu America.
When God arose salvation in America.
Mwaka gwa 1800.
In the 1800s.
Okuita ku musingi gwa John Wesley.
Through the foundation of John Wesley.
John Wesley. Ne Charles Wesley.
And Charles Wesley.
Awamu ne Reverend Charles Spam.
Together with Reverend Charles Spam.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yasimba obuwereza obwo.
He planted that ministry.
Obwayitibwanga Christian Holiness Movement.
It was called the Christian Holiness Movement.
Kwegamanga baliwo okulabika nga batambulira mu butuukirivu.
And we are meant to move in the holiness.
N'obutukuvu.
And the whole righteousness.
Era nga babutambuzanga.
And they moved it.
And
they moved on preaching everywhere. And they said, without holiness, you can't see God. They didn't look much.
Friends,
what have we eaten today? Have you got in the house or not? They preached you all the truth.
And
God added on these people. As the church of the Acts 4 walls. The problem, you two ask yourself, how did it come about to exchange
the
gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness to go
in
the gospel of the physical things within, the gospel of material things to gain material things?
And
gospel, when everyone is preaching, you have to end up in that. And they prophesy upon your husband, they prophesy upon your wife. How did that come about and how did it change?
Yes, you have
praise
been.
Jesus so much. Maybe another person can say.
Now,
when this salvation arose in America,
for
seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness, how did they seek it? This kingdom, how was it? When you go to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, you have to get its foundations on what's the kingdom. The kingdom of God and the righteousness. For they add that word in the kingdom of heaven.
But
seek the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There is where the problem lies. Even though our colleagues had begun the salvation in America, it was focused seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. They tried for some time, but to get the fullness of it and to hold it, this is what they call the kingdom of God first. This is what they call the seeking. This is the kingdom of God I'm seeking, and its righteousness is this one, and the kingdom of heaven is this one. Those things, to dare understand them, it was not easy. But the brethren tried. Because it was very hard. It is in the 1906 to throw down the salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I want us to read verse 31-33.
Matayo esule yomukaga nolunyo 33.
Matthew 6:33.
Naye musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe era ebyo byonna muli byongerwako.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Nti naye musooke munoonye.
That first seek.
Kitegeeza twagala okumanya.
Means we want to know.
Banoonya batya.
How do they seek?
Naye musooke munoonye.
But first seek.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness. And join on the word in the kingdom of heaven. Now we are going to say like this.
One,
the first,
seeking
the kingdom of God, what is it and how is it done?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Seeking the kingdom of God, what is it and how is it done? The second question,
the kingdom
of God we seek, what is it? The third, the righteousness we seek, how is it done? How is it appear? The fourth,
yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Number one,
what is seeking the kingdom of God and how is it done? How do you seek it? What is it and how is it done? The second, the kingdom of God we seek, what is it? Then how do we seek it? What is the kingdom of God? And how do we seek it? The third, the righteousness, what is it and how do we get it? The righteousness we seek, what is it
and
how do we get it?
No,
those are words we've spoken a long many years. First seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, the rest will be added you. How do you seek it? The fourth thing, the kingdom of heaven, is what is it and where is it found?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If we
answer
these questions, we would have restored that foundation how it was. The foundation of salvation that God began in America in the 1800s through John Wesley,
Charles Wesley,
and Reverend Charles Palm.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That foundation, we've
heard
it move through the ministry known.
Christian Holiness Movement.
The Christian Holiness Movement.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're
going to first answer our first question. Prove that foundation was right and it's in right indeed. Let's get explain the word seeking the kingdom of God. What is it? And how do we do it? First of all, brethren, we are all here to seek God. But the way of seeking is what confuses us. I want to explain the word seeking. And you know and see how it was changed. Now let me tell you, in 1906, there came changes in how to seek the kingdom. And they began to seek the kingdom in the mountains, in the valleys, on the crusades, in not sleeping in the night, in the fastings. And the seeking was different, wasn't the right one. I tell them to you ahead where we are heading. Kingdom, when they told us to seek for it the kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, we were directed how to seek it. And as the true seekers, as we true seekers, the true seekers, we do like this.
But
God told us this in the way of seeking. As we seek his kingdom and righteousness, almost we are seeking he himself, as we are going to get explained of it.
But
speaks in the Proverbs 8:17, and he says this. Proverbs
8:17.
God loves those loving him.
And
those who diligently seek him, they see him. If
you
first say, first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, almost going to reach God himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Yet he loves those loving him. And those who diligently seek him, they see him. God tells you, first seek my kingdom and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. You are going to seek he himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And this is one of the signs proving you love God, to seeking him, seeking his kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
In
all this, what we try to bring is this. He, God, accepts to seek. But our way of seeking is what tends to be hard.
Because
we know it was changed.
Yatugamba.
He told us that if we did seek and we move on to search with all our
hearts,
but in which place and where? And how? For when he speaks in Jeremiah 29, in the verse 10, he tells us this. Jeremiah 29 verses 10.
Kubanga wati wayogera mukama anti emyaka nsanvu bwejiri tuukirira Babuloni ndibajira nentuukiriza jemuli ekigambo kyange ekirungi ngamba komyawo mu kifo kino. Olwekumi n'olumu, kubanga manye ebirowoozo by'endowooza gye muli, bw'ayogera Mukama, ebirowoozo eby'emirembe so si bya bubi okubawa okusuubira enkomerero yammwe ey'oluvannyuma. 12, era mulinkaabira era muligenda ne munsaba nange ndibawulira. 13, era mulinnoonya ne mundaba.
Tutunuulidde ennyo olunyo lw'13.
We look much to verse 13.
Yeremiya 9:13.
Jeremiah 29:13.
Yeremiya sura ya 29 olunyi lwa 13.
Jeremiah 29 verse 13.
Era muli nnonya ne mundaba. Bwe muli nekkenneenya n'omutima gwammwe gonna. Olunyi lwa 14. Nange muli ndaba, bwayogera Mukama. Era ndikyusa nate obusibe bwammwe. Era ndibakunganya okubajja mu mawanga gonna. Nemu bifobyo na jenaba gobera.
Yes, you have
been praise Jesus Amen. So much.
Echigambo kunonya bwakabaka katonda.
Seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Gomu sinjigwa burokozi ogwatandika mu America.
As the foundation of salvation which began in America in the 1800s. If you read Jeremiah 29 verse 13 to 15,
agamenti bwe muli nonya.
He said, when you will seek me,
muli ndaba.
You will see me.
Era bwe muli nekkenneenya.
And when you will search me,
no mutima
with all your hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Murindaba.
You will see me. And I will give you a better end, more than your beginning, and I restore your captivity. Many times our seeking of God, as we seek the kingdom of God, there must be a captivity involved. There must be a captivity.
That
we've been captured. In these days, go to arise salvation in America in the
1800s.
To begin the 1700s. Salvation, which was in England, known as Protestantism, it had already fallen and it had been captured by the Catholics. Now we had to escape out as we seek God to help us, that He restores that captivity.
But
the foundation planted
on,
to say we seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. The word seeking,
when
God directs us a way of seeking Him or His kingdom,
well,
this is where He said they made a covenant to seek God till they saw Him. But the problem, where are they to seek Him? That's the same with His kingdom. If you don't know where to seek it from, it too, it's hard to see it,
for
you don't know where they seek it from. Many times we hear people, I'm going to seek God. But the question is, friends, where are you going to seek Him from? And I hear people, people who say, we are going to seek the kingdom of God. You know, that God told us
to
first seek His kingdom and the righteousness. From where? We seek it, it got lost from where?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
kingdom we seek. Let's read 1 Deuteronomy 15.
Ekigambo kunonya bwakabaka bwa
Katonda, seeking the kingdom of God and its righteousness,
era kifanana okunonya Katonda,
it's the same as seeking God.
Na yumunonya,
but where do you seek Him from?
Ekyo kijjatuwa ekyokulabirako ekirungi.
That will give us a good example.
Tingenda kunonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda,
I'm going to seek the kingdom of God.
Munonya bwabulirawo,
I seek it, it got lost from where?
Icha
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 12 unto 15.
Second
Chronicles 15 from verse 12.
N'omutima gwawe gonna n'emmeme yaabwe yonna.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Ne bayingira mu ndagaane.
They entered into a covenant
y'okunoonya Mukama Katonda
wawe. Of seeking the Lord their God.
N'omutima gwawe gonna.
With all their hearts.
N'emmeme yaabwe yonna.
And with all their souls.
Ekituyisiza eno.
What's made us pass here?
Kwanga ndiyanigani. Tubadde tunyonyoka kuno. Ekigambo kunoonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Now that we've not gotten explained the word seeking the kingdom. What does the word seeking mean? And how is it done?
Until
you see we seek God, when we hear, they tell us to seek the kingdom and righteousness. But those going to seek, they seek from where?
kubanga ne Katonda ata anoonya abalinga abo.
God to seek for people like those.
Ngati ne Katonda naye atunoonya ali nafu tumunoonya.
God too is seeking for us, we too we are seeking him.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye Katonda wamulaba ko kukyalo kunonga akunoonya.
But did you see God on this village looking for you?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Wayogera mu Yokana isura si akuna.
When he speaks to the John 4. Verse 21 to down. God seeks for people like those who are in spirit and in the truth, that they worship him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
word seeking. How do you seek God or the kingdom of God?
And
it's righteousness. How do you seek them? For this is the foundation of salvation which began in America, which had restored again and looked from that which was from the foundations of heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. As God has been arising it, this time it focused much to move Christianity which was in the wholeness.
And
it's to seek the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But the question, this seeking God has spoken of it, how should we climb mountains? Should we go in the valleys? How did it reach to come like that? For in his directives, as we seek, he sends us in the book of the law, which was changed and got called the Bible.
You know,
that too travels people. The Bible is not there, there is the book of God, as they say.
If you want,
right where there is the word Bible, right there, the book of God.
Each
two is the same. Or write there the scroll of God.
No
many languages use this.
You may
write the word of God on
this.
The word of God. And that troubles your head.
When
you hear it, the word of God, you move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now in all brethren, he when he directed us how to
seek,
he pushed us in his book. He didn't send us on the mountains.
Let
me tell you, can sit on the mountains. And you seek the kingdom of God, you fail to see it.
Righteousness,
you're just opening your eyes, you don't see it.
And you
go seek the kingdom of heaven
never
till you come back to the book of the
Lord.
In those seasons of the
1800s, God
arose salvation in America. And you take a Bible from someone, or you preach your stories, you
will be
joking. They couldn't listen to you. That's why it tells us Isaiah 34:16-17. And he says this. Isaiah 34:16.
Tekuli bula kwebio na chimu. Tewaliba echili bula chinacho. Kubanga kamuaka ange keikala gide. Isaiah 34:16. Munonye mchitavo cha mukama musome. Tekuli bula kwebio na chimu. Tewaliba echili bula chinacho. Kubanga kamuaka ange keikala gide. No moyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
Yes, he was
praise bwenye. Jesus so much.
Okunonya.
To seek him. You cannot do it in any other way.
Though
you will go sit the hills on the mountain,
though
you will go in the valleys, the word seeking
sent
us go seek in the book of the Lord
to, some,
to read there.
None
of them will lack its
merit.
The mouth of God commanded them.
And
the Spirit of God gathered this book, the Bible. And he gathered all right from above the heavens through all the heavens. To reach the planet
everything
earth. We needed to know, he gathered it. Now look at you.
How
ignore book and you climbed mountains, how did the things change?
I'm
going to see God. And you sit out in the mountains. You begin to speak. You babble in tongues. You speak your tongues. And is wondering, what are you seeking?
You
told me to seek you and to seek your kingdom and the righteousness. I'm seeking for them. I told you, go in my book and you seek there and read. You church, how did you stray from reading the word of God? And you resorted to stories.
The
gospel's twisted. And adding in the word of God.
And
the foundation of salvation God arose in America. After the falling of the one in England. Till it came back putting us on the foundation. We must seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. The question now, friend, which is heading on us. How was this seeking done? Where they, like this generation?
No,
I told you the coin of salvation was overturned in 1906.
Pastor Yoweri Seriu,
that one-eyed pastor,
William Fox Smyer. Yeah.
The spirit of Satan passed through him, changed these things.
And the seeking,
the way people thought God in the book of God, it disappeared. The way of seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it too disappeared. Now, what we did before I finish this verse down. We went back to the mountains, they chased us. Even to thinking, when you come sit in this synagogue,
don't
read in the book of the Lord, you've already come to God. Now what the Lord Jesus said, you have been worshipping and seeking on the mountains. When you will go there, you will never see me again. He told that to us in the John. Now as the men came and they take us back to the mountains, and we even light altars there of fire, and they began to invent that the mountain of God. People had believed what Jesus told us, that where 2-3 will gather for his sake, whether they were
aware,
whether on the slopes, whether in the valleys, whether on the flat land,
where
they gather for the sake of Jesus is there.
But
the generation of falling when it was coming, and the seeking of God and his kingdom and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it was changed. And most of us, we are a few years. We too, we knew. We found things like that. And we thought that is the way of seeking. We were put in the first things of the devil. That we are seeking God, yet you have not taught him in his book. And we seek for righteousness. They told us that when we shall not eat and the body dies, and the spirit is lifted in righteousness.
Righteousness,
they told us to seek. How was it also? Let me tell you the things which are hard.
because
us to be taken over by the evil
Satan. Even
the word alone we front in salvation
of
seeking God,
seeking
the kingdom of God
and
the righteousness in the kingdom of
heaven.
That what we don't understand it.
You found
someone, they went there in the swamps.
They are
seeking God from there.
God
told us seek him in the swamps.
There
is one man who gave us a testimony
that he found
God in the swamps and God met him
there. Now
ask him how that God was appearing. That he explains him.
You know,
to leave this book, the Bible, and ignore
it. Others,
and we just begin to hold it just.
Even
find a pastor.
He
doesn't have scriptures. He has to get time to revise and get some scriptures.
If the one who
shepherds you is like that,
you
wonder yourself how you are.
That you
are seeking
God.
Yet even in his book you don't know how they
are. You
seek his kingdom.
You don't
know how
it appears.
Even how to seek it you don't
know. You
seek for righteousness.
Yet don't know
how that righteousness is. What is
righteousness? Now
when I seek it then,
if
I pass by it.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus.
Let's read
brief in John.
John chapter 4 from verses 19. Omukazi namugamba nti sebo ndaba nti oli nabbi olinyo olwabiri bajjajjaffe basinzanga ku lusozi luno. Namwe mugamba nti Yerusalemu kye kifo ekigwana okusinzizangamu.
Omanyi omukazi ono gwe Mukama Yesu gwe yasengana ku
mugga guno. This woman the Lord Jesus found on the well.
Yamugamba gwe kankubulira
olaba Yesu. Told her, you see Jesus?
Fe bajjajja fe badde basinza ku lusozi lwe Samaria.
Our fathers have been worshiping on the mountain of Samaria.
Ate mwe mutukayanya.
Now you are
achieving the Yerusalem.
Jerusalem which Solomon built.
Yazimba a temple.
Is the temple.
Mwe tugina oku.
That is where we have to go worship. Now what is the truth?
Yokana esule yokuna noru nyiriri olwabiri mulumu.
John 4:21.
Yesu namugamba nti omuchala nzikiriza. Nti omuchala nzikiriza. Ekiseera kijja kibatalisinziza mu kitaffe ku lusozi luno ne wankubadde mu Yerusalemi. Olwabiri mwebbiri. Mwe musinza kye mutamanyi. Fe tusinza kye tumanyi.
Told her, you woman, I tell you,
accept
what I tell you.
The time
has come.
Those
who come on this mountain that they seek me.
Those who
think I am in one place.
Of
Jerusalem.
No more
going to do that.
You know,
Jesus spoke
and said, where two,
three will always sit for my sake.
Where
they will gather for my
sake.
I will be in their midst.
Now the way changed,
and they showed a specific location of where he is. Those things,
it came in
1906.
The one
who brought them is that man,
Pastor,
the one-eyed pastor.
And
they began to tell us the God of this place.
The one
we seek is in a specific place.
Yet,
Jesus has just told us when they told us he's in the room.
In the
desert we shouldn't accept. Friends,
people
began to get funny Jesus in the 1906. Now before we reach
there,
I wanted you to understand what foundation of salvation was in America. How did it get phased out?
Right
now it's totally phasing out.
Yet their
foundations, they've moved the entire world.
The
false foundations. Let's move on and we hear.
Yokani sure yokuna, or in your rabbit may be
John chapter 4, verse 22.
Mwemusinza za chemutamani, fetusin za chetumani, kumango vulokozi, buva mu Buyudaya. Abiri musatu. Na yechi sera chidja, era chituse. Abasinza amazima. Lubana sinza anga chitafe, mumuoyo na amazima. Kubanga chitafe, anonya abali ingabo, okubeda abo kumusinza anga.
Chitafe kenjini anonya.
Even the father himself seeks.
Akati guamreba kucharonga akunonya.
Now did you see him on the village seek you?
Aduba ni chitafe anonya abali ingabo.
Even our father
Ichigambo seeks from the book. Mbuwa kabaka mbuwa
the word seeking in the kingdom of God means what?
Chitegeza kudaone wekebeja.
It means to go and begin to search around. It means what? It means to come back in the book of the law. Understand all things. You can sit in one place, seek for all things. If you get the book of the law, for he has told us there, based in Isaiah 34:16, that seek in the book of the Lord. Read.
I tell
you, you can sit like here and you know what is in the city of God.
Jerusalem,
you seek as you sit here. I want you to pick this word. This Bible. I sit on the computer. In the computer are many things which I want to see. I follow as I see them from here. In America, all those things are like this.
Okay. See,
the map of America is like this all along.
I am
now God.
He
brought the Bible as a computer, loaded in it everything we are meant to know. Don't you see, you go to the internet. If you want to know things above the heavens and in the heavens and earth,
the word of God
on the Google, word of God. Search from there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
look in what you want to search about. Could you put in your head? You put there.
Holy Spirit,
Omoyo Mutukuvu is what I want to know about. You begin to search. And in us searching,
are
people who learn to research. Come and we teach you. Now in searching, you just tell what you want to search about. I begin to
verse
by authority of the Holy Spirit and searching scriptures fall. Everything you see it from where you are. Now, the word seeking in the kingdom of God, it was the ready even how. And we seek in the book of God, we seek God, we seek the kingdom of God, we seek the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
There
are like four words. But that seeking, when you log in and you're going to search, they allotted this verses and you search command by command and you look for scripture by scripture, here a little, there a little, you check here and check there. As you live there and what you're searching for, you've understood it. But though you climb the mountains, he said when you go to the mountains, to seek him, the word of God, that will move up and down, never seeing it. You know we were up there. You are moving up like that. Up and down, you are moving, seeking with your tongue. Lord, we seek you, where are you? Everywhere up and down. You know, Satan first made church fall mad.
He
did it in the 1906 and he passed through the one-eyed pastor
and he
confused things and twisted them.
Amos 8.
When you read Amos 8, let's read verses 12.
Amos chapter 8, verses 12.
Amos 8, verse
12.
Let's get down from verse 10.
Amos 8
from verse 10.
Era ndifuula embaga zammwe okuba ekiwuuba okuba okuwuubaala n'ennyimba zammwe zonna okuba okukungubaga era ndireeta ebibukutu ku biwato byonna n'ebiwalaata ku buli mutwe era ndirufuula ng'okukungubagira omwana eyazaalibwa omu n'enkomerero yaalwo ng'olunaku olubalagala olw'ekkumi n'olumu laba ennaku zijja
n'owetutunuulidde olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
We look to verse 11.
Amos 8
verse 11.
Laba, ennaku zijja, bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Lwendi weereza enjala mu nsi, eteri njala ya mmere, newankubadde nnyonta ey'amazzi. Naye enjala ey'okuwulira ebigambo bya Mukama. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Abo balibulubuuta okuva ku nnyanja okutuuka ku nnyanja endala, n'okuva obukiika obwa kkono okutuuka ebuvanjuba. Balidduka na mbiro eruyi n'eruyi. Okunonya ekigambo kya Mukama so tebali kiraba.
Olidde ekiribeerawo.
You hear what will be happening?
Embeere oyo yatutandika ku mbutongole.
That situation officially began on us.
Mwaka gwa 1906.
In the 1906.
Yaddamu n'etuluma enjala.
It came, the famine struck us again.
Ng'enjala si yaako lya mmere.
The famine is not of eating food,
amazi,
not drinking water,
naye kuwulira ekigambo kya
Katonda. Hearing the word of God.
Bannange ne tulyoka tupalampa ensozi.
We began to climb mountains.
Tudda mu biwonvu.
We began to break such stubbornness on God.
Tomanyi ngeri ya kumunoonya.
You don't know how to seek Him.
Kati bwo bwakabaka bwogenda busanga.
Where are you to find the kingdom?
Ebintu byatubeera bizibu bannange.
We are hard our way.
Era okwanguyirizibwamu kwa Sitaani.
Isness of Satan.
Era omwoyo gwa Sitaani.
And the spirit of Satan.
Okuba obulokozi mwaka gwa 1906. Obwali Mukama bwe yali ayimusiza mu America.
God had risen in America.
Mwaka gwa 1800.
In the 1800s.
Kyava kuba nti bitwali tukole twati tubinako kumanya ku
Jude. Because what we are doing, we held no full knowledge in them.
Kitufu kyali nga Mukama atandise Christian Holiness Movement.
God had begun the Christian Holiness Movement.
Nga bwe buweereza obugenda mu maaso mu America.
The ministry moving on in America.
Seeking
the kingdom of God and righteousness, and the rest is added us.
But
the problem of how to seek, where also, and how to seek, things become very hard. But when we briefly get back
here,
I want to summarize that word. That word is very broad. Those who started with that summer of heaven, we can request and it's given you.
But true seekers,
the true seekers of God. Let's get back Isaiah
34:16.
Isaiah 34:16.
Munonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na chimu. Tewalibe ekiribulwa kinnaakyo kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde n'omwoyo gwe bwe gubikunganyizza.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tunoonye.
We seek
mu kitabo kya Mukama
in the book of the Lord.
Kubanga akamwa ka Katonda.
For the mouth of God,
ke kalagira.
It's what commanded.
Tekulibula ekiribulwa kinnaakyo.
None of them will lack its mate. When God commanded,
and
the Spirit gathered everything needed. One day Jeremiah needed to know.
And
said, let me go in the book of the Lord. As he was still reading, and the books were revealed to him. Going to connect far.
What is it? Ozude,
at least now you've discovered the word seeking. Seeking God or seeking the kingdom of God. What does it mean? How is it done? And in one place.
Yes, we was when
praise Jesus so much.
Let's read
Daniel.
Daniel 9
from verse 1.
Daniel esule yomwenda nolunyiri olusoka.
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 1.
Mumwako ogoru bereberie ogwadaliyo omwana wa akaswero owezadeli abamedi eyalia obwaka baka bwabakaludaya olinyo lwokubiri mumwako ogoru bereberie mumirembeje nze Danieli ebitabo nebintegeeza omuwendo gw'emyaka Yeremia nabbi je yajirwako ekigambo kya Mukama okutuukiriza Yerusalemi okuzika jemiaka nsambu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twandi genza mu kitabo cha Yeremia.
We would have gone to the book of Jeremiah.
Ngabo twaso kuwedya mu Yeremia 29:10.
As we had in Jeremiah 29:10.
Ndonda byasubiza abana wesente miaka nsambu ngajiwende.
When God promised the Israelites after 70 years, I will come set you free.
Wabula bwo tunulide mu kitabo kine cha Daniel suli yo mwenda.
When you look at the book of Daniel 9.
Yorisoka nokukira.
Verses 1 to down.
Na yo utegere ibyo.
But to understand those.
Yes, dayo mu kitabo kine cha Mukama.
Went back in the book of the Lord.
And he understood
the years they had to spend in captivity. They have finished. If he was on the mountains, when he
didn't
read the book of the Lord, how will he have handled that? How will he have understood it?
But
when he read in the book of the Lord, he got a revelation. Many people want a revelation. But the word revelation will not come from the space.
Though
God will speak within the vision, and you have no his word, there's nothing you're to understand.
Yes, you
were praise Jesus so much. Now,
what
come back seek the kingdom of God? He showed us the way of seeking.
These
things of the scriptures were allotted.
And
when you seek for this, it goes with the other, and then you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Going back, Isaiah 34:16. Isaiah 34:17.
Erabi kubide obululu n'omukono gwe gubigabide n'omugwa. Binajiryanga ennaku zonna emirembe n'emirembe binatuulanga omwo.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Atandise n'olunyolo 16 atugamba.
God verse 16 telling us.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama.
Look in the book of the Lord.
Musome.
Read there.
Kusoma,
you don't want to read. You claim to seek God.
Agami nonya,
he
soma.
Says seek and read.
Tekuli
none of them will lack its mate.
Chirine chirala, chirine
it has its colleague.
Kubanga kamanko kekara,
for his mouth commanded them to be like that. And the Holy Spirit gathered them.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much.
But when he
gathered them, he allotted them.
Nagamba.
He said,
when
you'll be seeking, this will go with this one.
Chino chigene
this one will go with the other. And you get the understanding. Let me give you an example.
You
know, right now you can seek God. But they come tell you that he fills heavens and earth. How will you understand it?
All
that things in heavens and earth are within him. The one you seek, how will you see him? It's not the word telling you. You can even go in the mountain when you are in God.
Even
where you came from, you left, you are within him. But because you gave up on the book, now you think whether God is where. And when you sing, you know how you sing. He's in heaven. He's in me. He lifts me up. What you sing, you don't understand it. That is in the mountains, even in the seas. Every place is there. He fills heaven and he is also in me. How? Seek him and we see. On the other mountain there is God. After you say that. You know, human beings are very mad.
Satan
comes, begins to stir up that their brains.
human being totally gets messed and speaks things not right. And Ecclesiastes says people are mad. But you may not realize well that madness. Now this God, you can seek him.
He
directs you that even where you are, he is there. But needs to seek in his book.
And
that's what you're going to look at in the kingdom of God. That you fought for a long time. But he told you, he allotted them. He put even a measuring line for them. That this is to go with this one. And it doesn't go beyond this boundary. The scripture ends here. Now imagine
the
scripture Ezekiel 37, the bones in the valley, verse 7 says, those are the children of Israel. That is the line. See how you skip it off. Those are your pockets. They dried. Your business is dry.
Business
not having big flesh on it. Now there are those who stretch scriptures beyond the rope of God. He allotted them. This goes with the other. This too has to end here. And he put a measuring line for them. Now when you read John 3, Nicodemus moves in the night. And he goes to Jesus. And then you make an overnight.
Now we're going Nicodemus.
You too, you are the Nicodemus of the day. You are
when Nicodemus
the night. Was Nicodemus not there? Is it you who is Nicodemus now?
And he said,
if you don't get born again, you will not see, never enter the kingdom of God.
Business,
business tonight is going to get born again.
You speak
the scripture beyond its measuring line. You see how things came changing? But he, God said,
if
you go to seek him in his book,
that
the scriptures he allotted them each to go with another, and the measuring line this ends here, don't move it beyond there, to move it ahead. A person stretches a scripture to reach it where they want. And you see that pastor, that prophet, he's on the scripture, he's pulling to stretch it. Go where it never should go. But on our seeking, he directed us that he allotted them. He told us Isaiah 28, verses 9, speaking this.
Isaiah 28
from verse 9.
Ani gwali yigirize okumanya era ani gwali tegeeza ebibuulirwa. Ababalese yoku yonka era bavudde ku mabere olinyole 10 kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro ekiragiro ku kiragiro olunyiriri ku lunyiriri olunyiriri ku lunyiriri wano katono au katono.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yakamba kale bajjaba ne bababuulira
that people can't be preached to them,
ne baba yigiriza,
yet they don't teach them,
era tebabaletera kutegeera,
and they don't bring them into understanding.
Naye ani gwali tegeeza?
Who will he explain what is preached? Who will he bring to the knowledge? He says this time it's to be command by command. Command by command. When you seek in the book of God, oh, as you seek God,
who
is kingdom and righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, commands must be 2, 4 and above.
2
For and above command. Means when you see boldness to seek in the book of God, when I read of one command,
want
the Holy Spirit add another,
and
want him add another, he to add more others. And he said it will be scripture by scripture. The scriptures to be two, four and above.
No,
I seek the book of God that I understand.
Mbikuriruwe.
I get revealed.
Fono kumanya.
I get knowledge.
Urononya.
There I'm seeking.
Now,
life, mountains never involve scripture by scripture. I told you, seeking God, you will seek him in every place where there is a situation enabling you. Why is that moved on with
you?
I know you will not go in a bar that you seek God to get your book out within a bar. The book of God, I'm seeking. One drinking waraji will slap you within the bar. And you say, why has God this one beating me when I'm seeking you?
Who
tell you the place you've gathered in others in their own business?
When
2-3 gather, I told you, I'll be in their business.
I've
not told you, go gather with people who are not on the agenda of him, God. Every other place where there is situation favoring you, where Bible speaks, if it's possible, be peaceful with all people and get out the book and seek. Ask the Spirit of God. Proverbs 1:23,
he
say, I'll pour the Spirit on them and will make them know his words.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But
you
see, this
two to four commands as you're seeking. Just 2 to 4 and above. You seek in the book of the Lord.
Here
a little, there a little. From the Old and New Testament. From the different chapters. And you see how issues are.
So
what I'm trying to bring to you, when we read to see schemes of Satan, on the part as we end, check spirits of God and his works of righteousness, to move on, separate him from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. Under this heading, after the spirit of Satan in the form of the beast, to fight the right Christ and his church, to bring its image, the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and beliefs which appeared as salvation, which appeared as if they were on Christ Jesus. We've read Catholicism itself. We studied Islam. Protestantism, which arose as salvation. And it reached to fall. Right in this time, we look at salvation which arose in America in the 1800s. And it began to be beaten down in the 1906.
But
told you the foundation laid in that salvation. We've been told seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
that's the ministry they called Christian Holiness Movement.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We've
gotten explained what concerns the word seeking the kingdom of God, what it means, what is it, how is it done, in what place.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. On the other time, we shall come back to see the other three words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Seeking the kingdom of God. What is it and how do we seek it?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When the Bible speaks of the kingdom of God, in the Luke 17, let me sample you some of the things you are to see.
Luke 17
verses 20.
Bwe yabuuzibwa Abafalisaayo nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujja ddi? N'abaddamu n'agamba nti obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujjanga bweyolese. 21. So tebali bagamba nti laba buli wano oba nti buli wali, kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli munda yammwe.
Buli masekati gammwe.
It's in your midst.
Let's
use the word your midst.
Masekati
midst.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Imagine
you're going to sing the kingdom of God. God. Yet it's around here. How do you do that?
For
you say we seek the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But he's told us it's in your midst, our midst. You got the mountains, you find it there, yet you don't see it also. You know, even your home where you go, the kingdom of God is there.
The
Bible says Matthew 12:20, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Whom do we seek for? The kingdom of God, who is it? Is he not the Holy Spirit?
And
there, if I go in heaven, is there? In the sea, he is there. You may not see
him.
The Bible says, if you're not born again, you will not see it. You will not even enter it. But you see it because he's in you. And you know him. Means we need to just know him. But imagine that countless years under the sun. In America, they fought for him. And they fought for the kingdom of God. 100+ years. But you know they don't see it.
You know,
we too, those salvation got a fall.
We
remained seeking it.
Satan
confused us.
And
we seek the kingdom. Where did it get lost from?
The Bible says
the kingdom of God,
it's
like a man,
he will
discover a treasure in the ground.
He
went, bought all his possessions,
he went to buy that land,
cast one treasure within that
land.
You know, that's the planet Earth we are into.
The one
treasure in the planet Earth is the kingdom of God. That's the Holy Spirit himself. The greatest gift God gave us, you cannot even pay him. He told us we can't buy with nothing to buy with. Now you can seek him all your years, and you're passing him. You go here, pass him. Where is the kingdom of God? Now we get to his righteousness.
The kingdom of
God, we've discovered him, we want his righteousness.
Is
your acts of righteousness. The acts of the Holy Spirit.
He
begins to tell you how you can get them.
He
tells us in
Romans. We've
got to explain what is righteousness. How do we seek
for
and where? What do we seek for? Imagine if
the
kingdom of God have said it's in our midst. They will not see it there or the other extreme in our midst. And things get wild.
Now
righteousness to us come. He says in Romans. Romans
10.
He said you believe with your heart to be given righteousness.
And it
involves that faith.
Romans 10:17
comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Said,
the words I tell you is the Spirit Himself.
And see,
you believe Him to be given righteousness.
All the
Spirit of Him comes righteousness. Now believe and attach on actions. Who are the actions of
God?
The actions of the Holy Spirit.
Involves
the spiritual fruits. And we seek. What you seek for, you don't know it. Salvation is come far, right from creation of heaven and earth. But that is what we are seeking all along. Yet God put them in our midst, yet we don't see them. That's why He says they have eyes, but they don't see. Hearing they hereby they do not perceive. Now the kingdom of heaven, these are territories.
It
said in Luke chapter 8, many come from the east and the north, and they go with Abraham in the kingdom of heaven. The problem of the kingdom of heaven,
it
has two territories.
There's
the territory of up in the rim up and the down. That has troubled us. He says there are two rims. The one up and the rim down. There are no dimensions in it. And he said, I'm in the rim above, you are in the rim below.
Those
are the territories of the kingdom of heaven. There are two territories there. That too we seek for it. And how do they enter heaven from? Maybe you pass up there. But still,
others
are still from. We were hanging stuck there.
If you understand
the door of heaven, it is very hard. But we thought, if you don't come in the book of God, the kingdom of heaven you will never see it, I tell you. Even now you are in it, but you don't know, you are not aware. Because here you are in the rain below. We shall get explained. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.